After Buzzers, we are back with the Boy Band After Show, Season 1, Episode 4. So much to talk about. Do you think Miles should have gone home? We have Tim Davis in the house. Stay right there. So much stuff coming for you.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the After Buzz Boy Band Season 1, Episode 4, live. I'm your host, Lindsay Miller, and we have an awesomely special guest here, Tim Davis, who you may know is the musical director for the show. Is that your official
that
title?
That is false.
The vocal coach.
No, that is false.
I have no idea. What's
vocal
your title?
Vocal director?
Vocal nope. producer.
Arranger.
Thank you, yes, Suzanne.
Wow. Vocal producer. Well, Tim Davis, tell us where we can find you on social media.
Okay.
And you do the talking.
At Loudmouth Much. Loudmouth Much is my handle. And if you really are interested in digging about me, you can go to Tim Davis Productions or timdavisvocals.com.
Where you'll find out wonderful things like he is the man, myth, legend behind a show you may have heard of called Glee. He might have had something to do with the music on that.
I may have.
Just saying. Among
a
other
time or two.
Amazing things. And of course I have Stefan in the studio and a new host, Suzanne. Tell the folks where they can find you on social media.
At Suzanne Quast. And I'm super excited to talk about this episode. I was sad to see Miles go, but I kind of think he might have deserved it.
We will get into that. Stefan, where can the folks find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Dr. Lovegrove. And if you said hi to me today at the taping, which Lindsay and I were both at, along with, of course, Tim, you better follow me. Don't be a stranger. Yes. Don't be a ghost.
And as usual, Stefan is on the live chat, so we'd love to hear your feedback. You can find me, Lindsay Miller, at Rockin' Mama Life, and AfterBuzz TV. Find us on social, and make sure you go to YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, rate, comment, subscribe. We love your feedback. But let's talk about this episode, our first live show. Tim, I would love to hear your thoughts on the first live show.
A live show is kind of scary because you don't know what's going to come out of the boys' mouths.
Teenagers.
In a singing way.
Right? Oh, I was saying in any way. You've got teenagers.
Or the judges' mouths in the architect's
well,
vote
true.
In
we
that sense
that.
As well.
It
that's
was genius.
True. And I think There's just so many things going on and so, like, everything's, it's just a storm of activity behind the curtain, you know?
Yeah.
And then, the audio mixing is a huge thing to me because, of course, I'm, as the vocal producer, I'm wanting to make sure all the vocal parts are there, making sure all the, like, solos are heard above the backgrounds, and it's a challenge because you have one guy back there going like trying to chase mm-hmm. everything and he doesn't know the arrangements and he doesn't
so excuse
know the
my
guy's
ignorance
voices.
So how does that work? So then when the lead or somebody's singing, then they lower the rest of the mics or what?
No,
do
they'll push up the lead vocalist, but if it's fast, like we have a lot of
it's fast vocals, you've got to highlight all of them for like a lyric.
Yes, because you're trying to be equitable to make sure that every guy has the same amount of time. That's really a challenge. So
did they do well at the challenge?
Who?
Production. Boy band. The show.
You know, I did not see the show tonight on the television.
I will say that I saw a couple after.
Okay.
And I, in particular, hello.
What are your deepest thoughts and feelings?
The Elements production of Don't Let Me Down.
Yes.
I felt like was really hard to see live because there was so much staging that was done to camera. And I also felt like vocally that one sounded really clunky. It still sounded a little clunky in the
It's a challenge. Here's the thing. Like most reality shows are just a soloist. So you got one guy to mix.
Yeah.
That's it. If you have five singers that you're trying to mix like harmonies and almost everything that I do in my vocal arranging, like I give one guy a part, so there's five parts in the song. It's not like you have three guys sing the same thing. That would just be boring and gross.
So how do you pick the songs that they actually sing?
Well, I don't actually pick the songs. I am involved in the process of choosing the songs, but It's very collaborative. Like, the whole production team gets involved, and then we submit our wish list to ABC, and ABC says, no, we don't like that.
What does it look like when you dole out the parts to the guys? Like, how is that? Because I feel like one of the things as an artist that is the hardest thing to learn is how to collaborate and how to not be the star, especially, and we've talked about it a lot on this show, like, these guys are coming from their little pond where they've been the star of their school musical. They've always gotten the lead. They've always been the winner of the talent show. And now they're in a room with a bunch of other guys that are the same, and they're very young. Yeah. And so I imagine that day, you know, it's like when you're, I was a cheerleader and it was like when they announce captain or they do formations and they decide who's the front of the V is like the most stressful day. And everybody has like hurt feelings and thoughts about it. And the people that are in front feel uncomfortable because they know that the people behind them are like, they shouldn't be there. Is it like that when you dole out the arrangement to these kids?
It is potentially that way, but from the very beginning, I think we've really stressed, I know I have, with the guys, because here's the thing. Singers are different than instrumentalists. Instrumentalists are groomed to be in a team, most always, right? You're in a band, you're in an orchestra, whatever. A singer is like, baby, you're a star. You are... Why aren't you on a big stage somewhere? You're the best.
Yes.
And
that's
so,
what mommies are for.
So there's something in a singer that's like, I need to be, I should be seen. I should be the front. I should always be. And it takes a lot of humility to truly learn to let other people step forward and shine. And
well, and also feel like, you know, I played sports and I remember watching people who were really good and I was like, I want to play with them. And I feel like if, like, as a singer or in a group, if you're like, I want to play with them, and like you like can really lean on, I guess that's maybe a maturity thing.
That's a maturity thing. It's also, again, sports.
Sports.
You're groomed to play on a team.
Yeah.
Wow, I want to play with them. Singers are like, I want them to fail so that I can be in that position.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's true.
So sad.
It's so sad.
Do you think, okay, which group did you think actually was the best?
Tonight?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
Do you agree with Treble being the top? Because that's who the architects chose, essentially.
So there's this is totally subjective. There's going to be people that disagree on every side. Here's the thing. Top line, sang Despacito. You have the vocal parts to master. You have the choreography to master. That's across the board with all three. Now you have an entire language to master. I'm sorry. If I'm an architect, I'm saying Despacito, that group, top line, needed to be the safe one because
I agree.
Of all of the challenges that they had to master for this song. Now,
I agree.
Also, with Treble rolling in the deep, I thought they were the front runner. I knew it was going to be between top line and Treble.
Yeah.
I think we all did.
Yeah.
Okay. So the problem is when Cam came out and cracked immediately.
Yeah.
If you're saying who had the best performance overall, I'm not talking about like vocals necessarily. Who had the best performance? I think it was probably top line.
Agreed. Yeah, sorry. I think, but I do too.
But here's the problem. Nobody asked me.
Yeah.
Well, why is this?
This is the problem.
This is true.
Well, had we been the architects?
Yes. Let's talk about the show a little bit. So we had this opening, right? Which in you guys may or may not know, the opening was pre-recorded, somewhat live-ish. Like they recorded it right before the legit live show, no going back, because it was so highly choreographed.
Yeah. Which I will say on the mics of that, they were mixed when we did watch that on TV.
Okay.
And I was nervous in studio because I was like, this is 19 mics, something like that, that people are singing. And you couldn't hear, like, Mike O'Connor started it off and you couldn't hear him. But then on TV, they mixed it well.
Did
so that opener got pulled off.
Ooh,
epically enough, that opener got
the choreography,
pulled off.
The choreography, there were some mumbles. I don't know.
There were.
I feel like
there were some mumbles.
A couple of little snippets where I was like, who's doing it wrong? I can't tell because they're all doing something different. But I don't think it's supposed to be
that
way.
It's freestyle choreography.
but it wasn't.
Who stood out to you in the opener?
For me, I'm trying to think.
I'm not sure if you remember my cameo.
I remember that you were in the opening.
I do not, but...
Actually, I'm not going to lie. The highlight for the opener for me, because I am of a certain age, was Nick Carter. But I have to admit
Nick
that.
Carter.
I was like, okay, all right, you got me.
It, for me...
What did you like from the opener?
Well, Brady stood out to me in the opener. Marcus stood out to me in the opener. But more than anything else, that key change... I think during I Want It That Way of Andrew Butcher, I heard that moment three times as they recorded that opener. And every time I was like, ah, oh, Andrew Butcher, take me away on this key change.
And they've started to give him a little style, you know? Like, they've started to, like, give like slick his hair a little and, like...
It's coming together.
Cool. How do you feel about Andrew Butcher?
So... My thoughts, I actually am probably the only person on the panel, I don't know what Suzanne's thoughts are, that actually likes him. I think he has this awkward appeal that, like Taylor Swift had when she first started, where he's just kind of a super awkward mover. But it's endearing.
Yeah,
he's very endearing. You root for him.
I don't think that
if anybody wants to say you're rooting for them in a boy band, I mean, I don't know if that's the, like, the adjective.
He's an incredible vocalist.
He is really, really good. I just don't know if he belongs in a boy band.
And why do you think that?
I think because he should maybe be a country singer.
But like, why can a country singer be in a boy band?
Because overall, I feel like if you have the, like, I don't know, stereotypes or the archetypes of what is in a boy band, I just don't know if he fits.
But
and
if,
I think he's great.
Is it his physical appearance?
No. I think it's maybe a little bit of the choreography. No, I think he's adorable. I just think he would be a better country singer. And I think that's what he should go for. And I think he loves that anyways.
My comment last week, which I still feel the same way, is I applaud him for seeing to the end of the show and thinking, because they played a clip of him saying, I see this vision of like a pop, country, folk, whatever kind of band, but I don't see the show moving in that direction because we still have rap and freestyling and dancing. And so I think the band, he could be part of a band. I think his awkwardness is kind of lovable.
I agree.
But the awkwardness that he brings and the band that he wants to belong in, I don't think is this show.
That's great.
I'd go to your concert, Andrew Butcher. Let's talk about the show.
Let's stop for a second. Okay. Because Andrew Butcher, I feel like, is...
Tell me about Andrew.
I feel like he's the... Probably the strongest vocalist on the
show. Really?
Oh,
his
my gosh.
His voice is incredible. That's why he's there.
And when you see him sing these high notes,
it's
like, it's like he's like this.
So he's not even trying.
No effort at all. So
he's really
fantastic in that way. Now, I've told him, I'm like, look, we need to work on the Midwestern farmer trailer
tractor. I'm
from
Kentucky. I appreciate it, but agree.
Like,
these are my people.
Football player, Midwestern kid. And he was like, and so he texted me over the break and he was like, Tim, I got all these clothes.
It's so
Look,
cute.
Like he laid out all his clothes on his bed and I'm not a Midwestern football player
him on
anymore.
Social. Like on social, he's trying to like bump up. He's like slicking his hair. I fully applaud it because I think he is incredibly talented. Is he going to be the lead who's like the heartthrob in the front? Probably not, but maybe.
Who knows?
You also have to, like, these guys are kids.
Of course.
Who they are
but
right
he
now
does make us want to
years.
See more of
I
him on the show.
We don't, is that how you feel?
Yeah, because initially we weren't sure, but we keep coming back seeing more of him and being like, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talent here.
There's a lot
something
there.
Here. We keep coming back and
there's
saying
there's a lot
that.
There.
Yeah. Okay, wait, you said he's one of the top, or he might be the top vocalist. And
who else
would you say,
at the top?
Well, another one cracked tonight.
Cam
Jackson.
That's a tough. Gosh. How do you feel he recovered from that?
I thought he did great. Here's the thing about Cam. He has a huge mental toughness because he's an athlete. He's grown up playing basketball at very high levels. And so when you like hit him with a criticism, he's like, okay. Like it doesn't go down into him like and take him into a negative place.
Like some that's of the contestants good. We've seen.
I wasn't going to go there yet because that's further along in the episode.
I'm going to go there. This episode's going to be a hot mess of disastrous order.
Disastrous despacito.
But let's go there. Could you perhaps be alluding to my man Miles?
Well, yeah. And he admitted it too. You know, being like we're artists, we're sensitive. If things are said negatively, it can go. And I do get that. And that, again,
it's true. I'm sorry. It's the hardest thing to learn.
Again, that's part of these people being groomed from early age of, you're the best. Mm-hmm. You're, and they're made to be these precious little
teacups.
I also think it just comes from like a lot of insecurity and like a place of like being, I don't know, afraid to sort of.
Afraid. It's a fear-based situation.
Well, I also wonder, I mean, we went to the live taping and we met a lot of their parents. I would arguably say most of the parents. Mm-hmm. And Miles' family was not there.
Yeah.
And I wonder how much of that affects it, where it's like, you know, especially the younger contestants, their parents, their moms have to be there.
Yeah.
It's like required by law. How much of that has to do with some of these other contestants, after a rough day of rehearsals, have a team there saying, you can do this.
Yeah,
it was a rough day. They're just trying to help you through this. Like, let's help you get in the right mindset to show up tomorrow and do well. And when you don't have that support, you know, we've seen him talk about how he was homeless and living on, you know, people's floors. And obviously you don't have that strong of a support. So how much does that play into your mental toughness of being able to build yourself back up to face it?
Yeah, I think in many ways he's a pretty fragile guy inside. Mm-hmm. And,
do you think the judges made the right, or the America, I guess, made the right decision in sending him home?
You know, it was fascinating. I've never actually seen it come in real time. But I was so in the control room. I was in the control room when everyone was voting.
Oh, wow.
And 1.9 million votes came in like 2 minutes.
Wow.
It was
so fast. Stephanie and I were like, there's no way this is real. This is totally
like
fake.
Like, you're seeing this going, okay, these 53%, 54%, 57%, like votes for Mikey. And it's legit. It's totally, and the legal team, there's a whole group of lawyers standing there verifying, making sure that there's no fraudulent activity going on.
This is better than the
it's
election.
It's pretty crazy.
Suzanne, you crazy kid.
Sorry.
Miles going home is not fake news, unfortunately for Miles fans.
My goodness.
I will say, I have never seen anything like that elimination process. Like, I felt stressed, and we're not
so
parents
intense,
or family members.
It was
or
so intense.
It went so fast, I just couldn't believe it. Everybody around me was sitting there, like, tapping on the phone, trying to vote, and... Yeah. I will say, as soon as Miles got the critique, you could just tell his whole body, his face, his energy shifted, and I was like, man, he is not handling this critique part of the experience well at all.
But didn't you feel like a little bit before that? I felt like the whole night when I saw him performing, he just seemed off or beaten down or like he didn't want to be there, and I couldn't quite place what the emotion was. And I don't know if it's the process. I mean, Tim, you've been somewhat through the process with him. Is it exhausting for these guys? Is it something where he had been beaten down and he just is not taking the critiques well and had just sort of given up on himself?
I didn't notice that in him tonight. Yeah. He's been very upbeat over the last week. Like, really, like...
That's what surprised me. Yeah. We watched their social media and the Miles that I saw... tonight, by and large, there were moments, but by and large was not the Miles I've gotten used to on social media, who's just very...
Agreed.
Wow,
so I don't know.
I didn't see that. I didn't necessarily think that he looked beaten down during the performance.
Why do you always have to push back and be argumentative?
Well, I think a lot of the difference is we saw off camera and she didn't, though.
That's true. We saw off camera. So let's go back to the show that we're actually supposed to be talking about. We had three performances. Top Line performed Despacito. Treble performed Rolling in the Deep. Element performed Don't Let Me Down. Let's talk about those three performances for a minute. We've touched on Despacito a little bit. We had my highlight of that was poor Michael Connor, who... I love. I mean, he's in this group with, like, Sergio and Mikey and Dreamos and Chance, who all have this sort of, like, appeal and this swag, and then Chance can dance. And poor little Mikey is like... I'm just saying, he can dance. poor little Michael Connor is like, I got this. I got this. And the dancing, I loved him.
He's incredible, though.
I loved him. No, I thought he was the highlight for me because he is a kid who you can see. He probably got the announcement of the group and the song and was like, what?
Exactly.
You're right. You are right, yeah.
That is not fair. And instead of being down about it and being like, I don't fit in here, clearly I'm being set up to fail, he was like, you know what? Fine, I'm going to dance my Despacito off. And he owned it, and I loved it. What were your guys' thoughts?
I think he's incredible, and I think every time I see him, I like him a little bit more. The fact that a couple episodes ago he said that he had never sang or done harmonies before, I think is incredible. The fact that this song, he doesn't speak Spanish, doesn't look like he probably really dances. I think he pulled it off.
Fair enough.
He's adorable. I thought he was really great.
I'm in awe because they have not given him a challenge he hasn't risen to yet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, so, okay, of the people that I called from the beginning and was like, these are people to watch, he's been the most steady. Some people we've seen improve, which has been really cool, and that's inspiring in a different way. I just love that Michael's consistent, even though the stuff he's had to do is not consistent. Yeah. Wow. Like, he's not rapping and playing a violin this week, and yet how does he kill it every time?
I'm just in awe.
He's the most improved.
Here's the thing with him. I think part of his giftedness, because his brain is like, you saw his Rubik's Cube things. Like,
He's
like, who does that? So,
Michael Connor.
What his pattern in his life is, I see something that's a challenge and I will master it. That's just how his brain works. So, like singing. Like,
he didn't come in
singing. I remember the first, when we first, like, I FaceTimed with all the guys before they got to L.A.
Oh, nice.
And we talked about, like, what song are you going to sing? Let's hear you sing it. And he's like, I don't know how to sing.
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
Okay, well.
This is going to go well.
This is helpful.
How did you get the
What a great
then?
Story. This is why you're here, Tim.
He said I don't sing.
Well, I don't really sing. So I was like, okay, well, let's see if you can. Okay, you want to try something? And now, I mean, he was singing some hard lines, and they were high and rangy, and his pitch is good, and he's very aware vocally. Like, it's super impressive.
So I
said on one interview this week, which they didn't play. Thanks, ABC.
I know. You think you get
more Tim. I miss that. I hope the live shows
Say
doesn't
that into
mean.
The camera.
More Tim.
I need more Tim from here on out. I don't like Tim being removed in these live edits.
Mm-mm, more Tim.
We can go back to 2 hour and cancel the Gong Show to bring more Tim. Did I say that?
Hilarious.
Oh, the Gong.
No, I think. I said that I think Michael Connor deserves the gold star on his forehead this week because
don't you think it's a musical theory thing? I thought of this with the harmonies.
I was like,
with all the instruments, that helps because he knows music theory. And so if you don't know music theory, you just have to listen for harmonies. But if you know, okay, it's a third, it's a fourth, it's a whatever.
Also,
so I think that
he's
helps.
He's got an incredible ear.
And it's so much about numbers. Like, his brain is about numbers, and music is such a numbers. Game.
Huh.
Not a game,
that
but
it explains
it's very...
I'm terrible at math.
Well, can we...
That's...
Well, thank you for hearing my...
But I hear what you're saying, but as far as, like, his actual voice...
Apparatus. He's not a polished singer by any stretch, but he does what it takes.
So
I don't know.
Who aren't
it's
many of
something.
The artists on the radio?
Okay.
How about Mikey being in the bottom? Do we agree with Mikey being in the bottom, or do we just feel like they had to pick someone?
I was shocked.
Who would you have said then in that group?
Well, I would not have picked the Despacito group. But if I was going to pick from top line, I know who I would have picked. I would have picked Drew Ramos.
Yeah.
I thought his vocals were weak, and I thought his stage presence was in.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Anthony.
I'm so on a different page, but
what
continue.
Did you
who would you have picked?
What did you think, Tim?
Tim,
would you have picked Mikey?
Okay, let me tell you something about Drew Ramos. Ramos, actually.
Ramos.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Drew Ramos.
Drew Ramos is probably the most consistent, seasoned vocalist, well, for sure, in that group.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
Like, I can, if I need, like, oh, I need someone to carry this part and it's higher or it's more challenging. I'm like, Drew, can you? Yeah. And he's like, boom, it's done.
Really?
Like, to me, his voice is, he's just so solid. And he's a great performer.
Really?
I feel. Yeah.
I thought he was good, too. I would have.
Okay, listen. My wife was watching the show. She was like, I don't know what it is. Like, I can't. I'm watching all the guys, and I look at all the guys. My eyes keep going back to Drew Ramos. I don't know why. They keep going back to Drew. Like, his dancing, his performing, his energy, blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. Maybe she has a crush on him.
Better watch out. Or she better, because that's illegal.
Confessions of the Davis family.
I do believe that this performance was the first one we really saw Drew in. I feel like he's kind of just been there. Mm. And that's why my predictions kind of going into this were that he probably would be in the bottom because I just haven't seen him. He hasn't shown.
Well, and that was me picking someone. I thought none of them were bad.
Agreed. I do feel like in this performance, he did stand out. And I felt like he sort of came into his own. He looked like he was having fun. But I still feel like there's just something more I wanted from him, and I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But
I would have probably picked Mikey. Not because I don't think he's great. I mean, he's so pretty.
He's shy.
He
performs shy.
Beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous.
But I don't know. I mean, again, I don't feel like you said, any of them should have gone home, but I think that's who I would have picked too.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Chance is just,
I didn't know Chance would be so popular on this panel.
What do you think of Chance? Yes.
Oh, I love him. I mean,
How can you not?
He's such a sweetheart. My gosh.
What do you think of him vocally?
I think he's totally solid vocally. I think he's, you know, he's young. He's developing, but he's so, like, aware and wants to grow.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. When it comes to putting together the boy band, and we've sort of talked about it a little in here, but we're obviously not vocal producers.
Clearly.
Didn't even know that was a word. I'm just kidding. I knew it was a word, but I'm just not fancy enough to be one. We've talked about sort of the difference between being a solo artist and winning a competition versus being put together in a band of artists in terms of it maybe doesn't necessarily need or require the five best singers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So do you feel like the final band will be the five most talented contestants or the five that blend the most?
Oh no. It'll be the five. No, I say
option C.
What is option C?
Option C is the prettiest, the most charming, and the most lovable.
That's so you don't think it's not like, but I mean, do you vocally think that there band has will to succeed? Be.
Well, they've gotten this far.
They've
because
met the
they
requirements
have,
necessary.
You
vocally.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like at some point it's going to be like, oh, they're just so cute. I just love them.
Yeah.
But I do hear what you're saying. I think it will definitely not be necessary. Like for example, J-Hype. Even though he's continuing to grow, he's not—he's not going to be the strongest singer.
No,
he's
just we saw not. That tonight.
Yeah, we did see that tonight.
Yeah,
we saw that tonight. He struggled with the vocals, but you love him.
Yes, you love
him.
But
he did like fit into the group. I did notice, even though he's not the strongest vocalist, he wanted to be there, especially because he was next to Miles in that performance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Miles had this, like, distressed, strained look. And J-Hype was, like,
he was
smiling
happy.
And happy. He did. Watch it into the camera and just, what was wrong?
He looked stressed out.
But J-Hype was smiling and having fun. Mm-hmm. And J-Hype is, like, the kind of person who you can tell really wants to be part of a band, which was the question with Miles to begin with. Do you really want to be part of a group?
That's true.
J-Hype, we know, does.
Yeah.
So,
but just because you want to be doesn't mean you necessarily should be. And I love him, but I don't know.
Well, and speaking of fitting in, let's talk about Element for a second. Element did Don't Let Me Down. We had J-Hype. We had Miles. The performance, I think, arguably was not the best of the night overall. I did note in that performance that I've been sort of not a downer on Jaden. I think he's incredibly talented, but I have doubted how he could fit in a more youthful looking boy band. But I will say, watching it live and watching him perform this performance next to J-Hype, who's one of the youngest, I did feel like he had a very youthful energy and really fit tonight. I would be really curious to know your thoughts on Jaden.
Well, how old do you think Jaden is?
Isn't he like, he's 19?
No.
No?
He's 16.
He's 16?
What?
He reads... He like a 30-year-old,
right? Yeah.
I told him that tonight. I was like, first of all,
he comes across
because he has had some facial hair.
Did they get rid of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. I knew something was different.
He shaved it tonight, which
thank
I'm like,
you, Jaden.
That'll be so helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's just an old soul.
That's what it is.
He's a worship leader with a choir at
and
church.
Vocally so as it, well. Like, his voice is mature, like,
yeah.
Which is great because it will round out and ground a group of, like, yappy little so. Male singers.
Like, if he ends up in the top five, like, it'll feel like he'll bring a solidity. Mm-hmm. Or a settledness.
A soul, too. I really like him. I disagreed with you, actually. I think he's fun. He's funky. His voice is really, I feel like, strong. And there's, like, soul and fun. I don't know. I think that I could totally see him in a band.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it until tonight.
Okay.
And tonight I really saw, I think, a different, more youthful side of him. And I think on social media, too, he's tried to show, like, just sort of his youth. Because he is a young kid, but, like, he does, like you said, he comes across as an old soul and very, like, more serious and mature, which doesn't always read how he wants it to for right. this experience.
Yeah.
But.
What did we think of Devin's 180? From the non-confident to the truly extremely
confident
every minute, yes, on confident. Camera, off camera, okay. owned it.
I don't owned buy it. The non-confident. Like, after really? Seeing him perform, I'm like, I really don't buy that this kid is like...
Well, okay, like, we have not talked about this on the show, but didn't he have throat surgery back in the first week that he had a group performance? He had something wrong with his throat. And
throat
was in the hospital.
Surgery?
Yes.
What? Is that, how do you know this?
I have never heard about this.
This is how rumors get started,
right? This is what's being claimed on social media.
But who
is that he had a throat issue originally.
Did he have vocal nodules?
This is false.
False.
I have no idea. I've never heard. Yeah. I've never
well,
heard.
Well, what did you think of him previously when you worked with him versus tonight?
Okay, it's interesting to hear your perspective, like seeing that he did a 180. I don't really see a 180.
I feel the same way.
But again, I've been with him like every day. So
well, Nick said most improved. You don't think most improved?
I know. I went.
Because I want Nick on the Architect panel. Even
you didn't like him last performance?
Yeah, but I liked him tonight. And I thought he was really, like, he was charming. He was adorable. Did all these, like, fun choreography moves.
Oh, you can't deny he's very charismatic on stage.
He's super
charismatic. Super, super, he's just a great performer.
What do you think of him vocally, though?
Oh, he's pretty weak. And he knows it.
Yeah.
So, over the break, he texted me. He calls me dad.
Aww. It's super sweet.
It's better than some of the fans on Instagram who call me grandpa.
No, your kids aren't that old.
I love you, grandpa. Anyway, so he texted me and he said, "Dad, I'm so excited. I'm singing better than I ever have." And he videoed himself singing this thing, which was really like high and loud. And he struggled with that kind of voice, right? And then he texts me later. He's like, "Hey, please give me some big parts so that I can show this off." I'm like, "Okay." So we did, and we get in rehearsal, and he was not. He goes, "I can't sing that." I'm like, "You just made this huge campaign to get these additional parts, and now you can't deliver it." You know, I said that in front of everybody. But
how did he take it?
He's like, "Yeah, no, I guess I can't." Okay.
But he didn't even try to fight for it.
But he wants to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I love Devin. He's charming. He's fun. You only saw a portion of his interview. Do we have to move on? Am I taking too much time?
You can talk
about Devin.
You can talk about Devin if you have things to say about Devin, or do you want me to cut you off? I think you want me to cut you off.
No,
let's
it's fine.
Talk about the bottom two.
Okay. You made us curious, but
okay, yeah, but we can come back to it.
Wait, can I say one more thing before the bottom two?
Yeah.
Okay, because we discussed Andrew Butcher so much, and Nick, I felt like left him hanging because
totally
because the worst he said there's just some elements that I'm not getting, and then Reed is like, and yes, we'll be right back after this.
I know.
Poor Andrew Butcher was like, I'm missing some elements,
and I think that's what we're just gonna have to adjust to with the live shows. But like, they give their comments real fast and whatever they feel like saying, and then we're just done.
Yeah,
and I wanted to ask you, Tim. Do you know what the elements are?
I talked with Nick after the show.
What are
said,
the elements?
What are the elements? And I think it's more, you know, clearly he's a super strong vocalist. He just...
Charisma.
It's his stage presence. It's mm-hmm. his appearance. He's kind of like, you know, he's kind of like this. Mm-hmm. Someone needs to work with him to like loosen him up physically.
Like
I guess.
Body work?
I think
he should have
so.
Been in Despacito.
Well, with
it would have opened him up. Get him
I mean, I don't know about that.
Like,
that would have been like
there.
That would have been mean. That just would have been.
I think it would have been good.
Oh my
for
goodness!
Him. Just
do you guys do that kind of stuff, like body work and all of that? Like what?
Now, when you say body,
body work, God, I don't know how Nancy from Oklahoma would feel about.
Best line of the night.
Best line of the whole episode. Brady. I don't know what Nancy from Oklahoma Brady. Wants. Brady, I don't either.
Speaking of Brady, let's move on because we don't have a lot of time left. And then what? Don't have a lot of time Thank left. You. And I want to make sure that
this
we talk
is live.
About Trouble.
The theme of the night.
Rolling in the Deep with Brady and the rest of the gang. And I say Brady and the rest of the gang because when you watch it live, which we did, you cannot take your eyes off of him.
Agreed.
Why is that?
He is charismatic, he is a natural performer, and his freaking jawline, you just stare at it, you
Hilarious.
Know? But he just, you know, there's, I don't know what it is, you ask what it is, but there's just certain performers, there's certain people that just, Pepped when it. They're on stage, they could be doing the exact same thing as somebody else, but your eye just goes to them, and they just have something.
You guys feel that too?
Yes.
I thought there were three standouts. I thought Brady, ironically, the same people in the opener that I said.
Marcus.
I'm Trouble, but I thought Marcus...
Marcus was fantastic.
I don't know. Marcus stood out to me vocally tonight more than in the past.
He's great.
Yeah, I agree.
He's great.
And Andrew was... Andrew continues to stand out vocally. But yes, Brady. Brady stood out.
And Dorian had fun. I loved seeing him. Just
yeah, I was gonna ask
have
you.
A good time.
But isn't that where they place Brady? I was watching, because I watched it both in studio and then on the tape, and they did place him in the
center.
He
was like front and center the whole
so
time.
So part of our we can't look away is like he's lit in front and center.
Brady.
But speaking of the jawlines, I'm just going to be egotistical and reveal that Tim said before we went on the air that my jawline could belong in their family, and that is the greatest compliment I received in all of 2017. So my life can sufficiently end now. Put it on my tombstone. I have that Hutton family jawline, and I will die happy.
You are welcome.
That is a huge compliment, but he's very adorable.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk. We had the eliminations. Mikey and...
Miles
were in the bottom two. We saw Miles go home. We've talked a lot about how we feel. I think we all kind of agree that that was the right vote, I guess, between the two of them, whether we agree if the two of them should be in the bottom. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, I'd love to hear your thoughts, Tim. We do a little thing called predictions. Mm. AfterBuzz predictions.
Music.
Where's our
It was supposed to.
That's supposed to. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Whoa, yeah. That's so Halloween-y.
I know. So, still going. Still going. Careful what you wish for. All right. If you have not had a seizure, I would love to know your thoughts for what strobe lights can cause seizures. Just saying. There's a warning on the Disney rides. Your predictions for the coming weeks. Do you know what they're singing next week?
I do.
Because you're kind of in charge of that. Can you tell us?
Gosh, can I?
Yes.
I don't know.
We can because we have it from ABC to announce.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. They sent us the spoilers. Tell us.
So,
or Stefan just told
you. One of the groups is doing Bon Jovi.
Mm.
What's the Bon Jovi
Living
song?
On a Prayer.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Living on a Prayer. And True Colors is another
Ooh.
One.
See, that was
True Colors. And what's the other one? What's the other one?
The other one is Can't Get No Satisfaction.
That's a lie.
Then it changed from when this was typed up.
Did it change?
Can't take my eyes off of you.
Oh, yeah.
Frankie Valli.
Now,
and Lauryn Hill.
Have you already begun rehearsals on these?
No.
Do you?
Because they just found out their groups tonight, or they haven't yet.
They just found out their groups tonight and their songs tonight. I have been recording like in the cracks in the schedule.
Their parts.
Been recording their parts on these songs since.
Can you walk us through how it works? So, like, now that they have their songs, and what happens?
So I send them isolation,
yep.
little tracks of their song, so they can learn their part, and then we are meeting on Saturday for probably 6 hours, and we'll go over the new opening number, which is Uptown Girl.
Yes,
and that's fun. And then you know we'll just work through all the songs. And then Sunday, what do we do Sunday? Oh, who knows? The band's working Sunday. Like, and then Monday, we'll get all together with the band and the singers, and we'll like go through that and then choreography. It's going to be breakneck speed for the live this Thursday. Because for this episode, we had like 2 weeks.
Right.
Right.
For this next one, we have like 4 days.
Bring on the drama.
Do you have any predictions on how things may go with these three songs? Do you know the groups that are doing each song?
Yeah, I do. I don't have it in my head. It's on my phone right there.
Do you want someone to grab it?
We only have... We need to wrap.
We need to wrap. We do. There's a note. They're saying, get out of the studio.
I think that... let me just say this. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer, I think is going to do really well with the singers that are in there. Butcher, Chance, and Bloom are all in that group.
Oh, my
like
God.
Powerhouse vocalists.
Amazing.
That's going to be I think that's going to be a big hit. And then True Colors is Brady's group, and that's going to be really good too.
That's going to be awesome. Emotional.
Very emotional.
And then the other tune, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You, is more like the sexy kind of...
Chances in that group.
Look at that.
I'm just saying.
He should be.
All right, so predictions going in. What do you guys think? Who's going to be in the bottom next week?
Ooh.
Well, it's going to depend on the performance.
Well,
do you know?
That's a
what do you think?
Oh, la 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 la. Okay, if I had to guess, and this is not because I want to say this, but I would say Dorian. And, maybe it's Jay Hype. I just don't, he's so good, but I don't know. It depends on vocally. I guess what you guys give him.
I have a prediction that Andrew Bloom keeps getting lost for me in these groups. It's either time for him to shine or I think he's going to go home. I thought he could have gone home tonight because he sounded good when I listened again to the performance. He sounds good, but he keeps getting lost.
Does he blend into you? Like
yes,
he's just
he
kind of forgettable?
He's like
this guy. This week, ironically, he blended in. The last week, every time we saw footage, it was like, this doesn't fit in the group at all. So I guess that's improved in that sense. But I haven't seen him click with a group yet in any way. So I'm waiting for that.
I think that's hitting the nail on the head, clicking with a group. I think the issue with Andrew Bloom is that we saw him the first couple weeks kind of overshining and trying to really struggle to get from being a lead vocalist to blending in a group. And now we've seen him almost like...
There's some happy medium. We just haven't gotten to it yet.
And maybe we'll see the happy medium, but I think if we don't see that happy medium, he's going to continue to blend in, and we're going to probably see him in the bottom. I also feel like we may see... who do I think we may see in the bottom next week? I'm not sure who else.
I feel bad because I would have said Drew, but then you sat here and defended Drew as a performer, so now I don't want to make that prediction. Sorry, Drew.
Yeah, I honestly don't know who else I feel like might be in the bottom, too. I think... maybe Dorian, just because for that same reason we've sort of seen him. We saw the 1 week where he struggled to be there. We saw him really light up this week, and I hope we continue to see that. But we also saw him light up and kind of be a little faded into the background. So
let me ask you this. This is a far off prediction. There can only probably be one J-Hype or a Michael Connor in the final five because
we already had this discussion.
Could you fill me in?
Michael Connor.
I honestly, after seeing them live, I'm kind of torn on it because I think J-Hype, it depends for me. I believe that Michael Connor is incredibly talented and I think he should be in the band. But I feel like J-Hype can grow enough in the amount of time we have left, I think he could outshine Michael Connor for that spot. Because he just has something where you love him. Like, I saw him sing not very well tonight, and I did not care. And that is the sign of somebody who's just meant to
perform.
He's a superstar.
He is incredible, but I'm just saying, like, vocally, though, I mean, I guess if you're saying, though, in a boy band, it might not matter.
I can tell you, in some boy bands that you know very well, there are several members who cannot sing.
I don't think that's a surprise to everybody.
Well, I'm just
and
saying,
on
hello.
That note...
I just don't like the choice, Tim. I don't like having to choose between the two. Well, they're both sweethearts.
It is very late. It is way past all these boys' bedtimes, and it's probably past mine. Thank you so much for being here with us, Tim.
You.
This is a blast. Make sure you tell everybody where they can find you on social media again.
Loudmouth Much.
Fantastic name.
And Instagrams.
And everybody else, where can they find you?
At Suzanne Quast on Twitter and Instagram.
How do you spell Quast?
Quast.
Just like it sounds, folks.
Yes.
On Twitter and Instagram at Dr. Lovegrove, and all my links are at americaslifecoach.us.
And you can find me, Lindsay Miller, everywhere at Rocket Mama Life, except Snapchat. I don't do the snap. And us at AfterBuzz. Make sure you go to YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, rate, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you thought about tonight's episode, and we will see you guys next week. Bye. That's it.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.